Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
And I'm Lee Mirabal, filling in for Griff while he's on sabbatical. And with me in the iHeartMedia studio in San Diego today is Carolyn C.J. Jacinto. And hosting from Griff's studio, hello, Audrey.
Hello.
How are ya?
I'm great. How are you?
Up at eBay headquarters in San Jose is Audrey Tracy, eBay's social media manager. Thank you so much for joining us for this 2016 Fall Seller Update edition of eBay Radio. We always get so excited here when today is the day. If you're listening live, today is August 30th, 2016. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 653. This segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Today we'll discuss the initiatives contained in the newly released 2016 Fall Seller Update. You'll hear directly from the team members behind these initiatives, and then they're going to stay on with us to answer your questions. Brian Burke is here with us right now. He's eBay's director, voice of the seller, and he's here now to provide an overview of the changes contained in the seller update. Brian, what changes did eBay announce today?
Well, first off, hello, Lee. Great to hear your voice again, and CJ. It's so interesting looking across the table here and seeing this young, vibrant individual.
Oh, go on.
And not
instead
our regular,
of us old people.
No, I meant instead of Griff. But that's okay then.
Okay.
We miss Griff, and I know he'll be back in a couple weeks. So.
He will be September 13th. He'll be back.
Yeah.
So what changes did eBay announce, Brian?
So we made a number of changes, and I think that kind of the theme that I would start off with is, you know, last September we started some changes, and we made some big announcements with regards to standards. We made some additional big announcements in April around the stores options and anchor stores and the ability to get additional support through anchor stores, as well as packing supplies, things like that through the store's offerings. And so we, seller tools, the seller hub. And so I would say the theme of this is really a continuation of the story that really started last, September, where we're trying to provide sellers the tools that they need and the platform that they need to be successful on our, to be successful meeting the needs of their buyers. And so whether it's through standards, through the tools that we're providing, enhancing the site from a buyer standpoint, it's really enhancing all of those things. And so this release is really about updates as opposed to anything that's dramatically new.
So, Brian, how can sellers get more information on the seller update today?
As always, announcement board. So the fall seller update is we announced it, as well as look for your emails in your inbox. We will send an update to everyone there. It's fall seller update. I don't know if you have
eBay.com.
eBay.com.
You know, I saw, it's fall seller update dot eBay.com.
So, excuse me, the URL I have is eBay.com/fall2016.
Oh, good.
eBay.com/fall2016.
Okay.
And I apologize. I may have cut you off, Brian. It's my first time on the radio.
No, it's okay.
You're supposed to cut him off.
I couldn't see. I didn't have my glasses on, and I was going, okay, I don't have it memorized.
You know, if you don't cut him off, you sound like that old, you know, Saturday Night Live or Mad TV bit, you know, where they said good times. They
just, yeah. Good times.
You're supposed to cut him off.
Take us through like a high level update of what's going on. What are the two kind of biggest things sellers need to know?
Well, I'll probably dive into more than two, but so an update to structured data. So most of the sellers understand structured data as, you know, RPI or required product identifiers. And really it's more than that. It's, if you think about structured data on our platform, it's images, it's item specifics. It is the UPC code or the G10. It's all of that. And what we're doing is enabling sellers later this fall to be able to upload their entire catalog of information. So a lot of times sellers might sell branded goods, but they might go manufacture their own, and they haven't purchased a UPC code for their item. We want to be able to get that item as well, and they might have their own item number for it. We want to be able to make it easy for them to upload that info. So that'll come later this fall. And then we're extending the number of categories and the types of identifiers that we'll accept starting in February. So if someone lists on another marketplace and they've got already got an identifier there for their unique item or their items that they sell, they can give us that number. If it doesn't have a UPC, obviously, if it has a UPC code or an MPN, we want that number for us and for the catalog. So that's structured data, and I'd say that's, you know, that's us continuing to evolve there. And the benefits to sellers really there are around product reviews and product pages, category pages. If you've got structured data, we can actually enhance the experience for both the buyer and the seller. Another one is active content. In April, we talked about the elimination of active content within item descriptions in 2017. And what we're doing with this announcement is just saying that by June of next year, we'll no longer have active content in item descriptions. So if you're a seller with active content, the thing that I encourage you to do is go out to your listing, log in or log on, go look at your listing. We've got a preview at the top of your item description. You can click that preview and you can see what your page would look like without active content. If there's no change, don't worry. Keep doing what you're doing. But if it does impact the buyer experience from your perspective, you'll want to make some changes by June of next year.
So what exactly is active content?
Active content is things, basically it's code that allows some function to occur within the site. So a good example is someone might use JavaScript to create a button within their item description that takes a buyer to the seller's store. And that's a completely legitimate use. We want sellers to be able to do that. Buyers want to be able to see sellers' other items. And so that's a legitimate use of the item description page. It's just the use of JavaScript is one that, you know, creates some issues for us from a security standpoint, but it also creates slowness on mobile devices, and it's just not as good an experience. There's other types of code that sellers can use, like HTML or CSS, that enables them to do the exact same thing without creating any security issues or slowness on the site.
What about a video?
Video. So video, our recommendation is you use HTML5, and I don't know if anyone's coming in from, if Nick's going to join.
Yes, Nick will be here later.
So Nick can go into more details, okay. But HTML5 is our recommendation. Now, I'm gonna pause very quickly on this one. So HTML5 is our recommendation. You want to use that. Sellers will very quickly respond and say, but YouTube doesn't kind of accept HTML5. And so we're aware of that, and the team is going to work to make sure we find a solution for that between, you know, now and next June. So I don't want sellers who've got a bunch of YouTube videos to worry too much. At the same time, we need to find a solution for that one.
Okay. Yep. Very honest. Thank you. Because I know a lot of people are already talking about this morning on the boards and stuff.
Yep.
So eBay is not going to support Selling Manager Pro and Turbo Lister?
So the way that I would frame it is Seller Hub is becoming the tool to use on the eBay platform. And I think the Selling Manager Pro, the capabilities that those tools brought are already in Seller Hub today. So if you're a seller and you're not using Seller Hub today, I encourage you to go look at it. If you tried it last November or December or February, please go try it again. Since last fall, the team has been listening to the sellers and making a huge number of changes so that it's a very different tool today than it was in November when we first introduced it as a beta. And so the need for Selling Manager and Selling Manager Pro, we want to make sure our site is simple to use, it's easy to use, sellers know where to go to get the information, and we can put all of the information that's in Selling Manager Pro in a single spot with Seller Hub, as well as enhancements around reporting tools and other functionality. Now, Turbo Lister is a little bit different. Unlike Selling Manager and Selling Manager Pro, which are also online tools, Turbo Lister is, in essence, an offline tool. It's an application. You have to download Turbo Lister onto your desktop or onto your laptop, and then you start to use it. The world's changing quite rapidly, and most people want to be connected across multiple devices, mobile devices, et cetera. And so what we want to make sure is the tools that we build are able to function that way. At the same time, we recognize there are some components of TurboLister that are valuable. Sometimes people like to work offline and then push all of their listings up to eBay at one time. Until we have those capabilities built into Seller Hub, TurboLister will still be around. That said, our intent is to make sure that those capabilities are in Seller Hub, so sellers have a single place to go to list and manage their listings on eBay.
I think now many of our listeners, anyway, are going toward hiring somebody to help them. It's kind of a trend now. They've gotten to the point where they think they need somebody to help them, and they like to be able to have that person list somewhere that's not pushed online, and then they can look at it and kind of send it over. So you're saying that TurboLister will still stick around?
So TurboLister will be around for, you know, I think the commitment we're making is till June of next year.
Okay.
And what that really means is we'll continue to make sure it works as it needs to with our site. You know, after that point, our intent is to be focusing all of our investment on Seller Hub. And what we want to make sure is Seller Hub has the key capabilities that that TurboLister has and that our sellers want within TurboLister, that those capabilities are available in Seller Hub. And we know working offline, being able to push your inventory up, managing your inventory offline and kind of saving your listings and those templates for a long, long time are important. And so those things will be in place before we move away from TurboLister. The thing that I would encourage sellers to do is, if you want, we've got a discussion board open today and tomorrow. There's a thread on the seller tools piece of this. If there's specific functionality that you want within TurboLister, I encourage you to come out, post, tell us. We'll make sure that gets to the product team.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
And I just have to say one thing about the product team. I don't know. I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, but Seller Hub continues to evolve, and we continue to look to sellers for feedback. And I feel like this is one of the most responsive product teams I've ever seen in terms of taking feedback and implementing changes into the product, so that, you know, it's kind of this evolution, and we will improve over time with sellers' help.
Definitely. John Valente, Shan Bosler, Tawan DeCroix, that team, they're wonderful. They're very responsive. I think it's something like 10,000 changes since last November, all based on seller input.
Brian, on that, we're going to say goodbye. Thank you
all right.
so
Thank
much
you
for
great
coming
talking.
In. This segment was brought to you by 6Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Up next, below-standard sellers.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You've heard sourcing products from China can be profitable, and you've thought of giving it a try. Sourcing products from a made-in-China wholesale website means lots of research, and you still can't be sure those products or manufacturers are really worthwhile, and you're not about to fly to Beijing. It's such a crapshoot. Luckily, now there's a better way. Visit Douba.com. You see, Doba takes the hassle out of sourcing products from China. They've already done the legwork, so you don't have to. Doba's lined up an exclusive and verified list of reputable manufacturers offering high-quality products, and they're adding more all the time. So quit brushing up on your Cantonese and put off purchasing those tickets to Beijing. With Doba, you can source profitable made-in-China merchandise that has already been vetted. For a 7-day free trial, go to Doba.com. That's D-O-B-A, Doba.com, D-O-B-A, Doba.com.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.